Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast
with your host.
I'm Abby.
I'm Brave.
And we are here. We are one away from the finale. We can take a sigh of relief. I feel like we're one away from 2019 also.
Yeah, we really are. We're super close.
Which I'm okay with. This year went by fast.
It went by really fast. Old people say that happens. So are we old now?
Yeah. Does it go by even... I bet it goes even faster, yeah, which is terrifying.
I think it just...
The days are long, but the years are fast.
Isn't there some, like math that you can do to figure out why time feels faster when you're older?
I read something that it has to do with when you're little, you're learning, and learning makes things go slower because you're like literally building your brain. And when you're an adult, you're learning life things, but you're not like learning anymore. And so like it's, I don't know, something to do with that.
So it just speeds up.
Cause I bet if we went back to school, it would seem a lot fucking slower.
That's probably really true. Like not the daily grind of your job, but
right,
like,
right.
Maybe I should go back to school.
Flexing your brain. Yeah, I know. Okay, everyone. So if you, our first time listening, weird choice.
Yeah, one before the finale.
And if you...
Which, how perfect is it that the finale is ending, or like at the end of the year?
I think it's
perfect.
I don't
know how we timed that.
Did we do two seasons this year?
Yeah.
Okay. It's sad that it took a year to do two seasons.
Yeah, but I mean, and we didn't really take a break.
No, because we had patrons.
Yeah.
Starting in January, right? Because we met that goal really fast.
Pretty quickly, yeah.
Oh, we should do like a good bonus episode.
A goodbye.
It would be like this is the end, would be like our favorite moments.
Ooh.
Like instead
like when
of,
the pancetta fell down.
Yeah,
hands.
Or like was Shrek memes this year or last?
That
ooh, might have been last
I think
year.
It was last year.
Yeah. But you, or like fun guests that we've had. The cheese incident was this year.
Yeah.
Jeannie was this year when she brought us the little gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I only remember people who buy us gifts.
Buy us things.
Just kidding.
Lindsay.
That's not true. Yep.
Was
yep.
she last year, though? Her app was her app.
It was winter. It was cold and we were in my basement.
Yeah.
Which we're at my house again.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know. So if it sounds echoey, or it's because my house is a sterile hospital environment with no rugs.
Just the way I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to know where to find us, you can go to patreon.com/theoncallroom where you can become an intern, resident, or attending and get all sorts of amazing, not free shit because you're helping support us, but thank yous in return. We already will be mailing out or have mailed out your printed album artwork, but if you sign up now for next year, you'll get one. It's like a Christmas card.
Yeah, it's fun.
Everyone's been posting pictures of it,
yeah,
which makes me happy.
I'm happy that people are like putting them somewhere.
Yeah,
but you can, if you want to throw it away.
I want someone to Instagram story them and then putting it in the trash.
Thank you. Fuck that.
I feel bad. I know you send Christmas cards always. You're really mm-hmm. good at it. And I put them on my fridge for like a little bit, but I don't keep the card like for much longer. But that's why I like when people like how you usually print a photo.
Yeah, that's how I do that.
Because I'll save the photo and put that in my photo bucket. But when people do it on a card,
no,
it gets thrown away.
No, I always like writing a handwritten card and I like finding pretty Christmas cards and then just printing a photo.
Yep.
I know it seems like the... one. Also, I don't do it in enough time to make a like Christmas card that are photos.
Right.
So, because John
is John going
to
be on it this year, or is it just going to be you and March?
No, it's John is on it this year.
Whoa!
I thought that maybe when we did our family photos, we could take one of those. I know it's a little late.
Yeah, but you could do a New Year's card.
Well, yeah.
Or a holiday.
A holiday-ish. But
yeah, you could. I mean, yes, you can take one. I just meant by the time or you maybe, get it and print it.
Yeah. Or maybe you can just, like, walk over to our house real fast and snap one on our phone.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't know. But he will be on it this year.
That's what it, for the people who don't keep up with your life and then they get this new card and instead of just yeah. doing large.
Is but March, most of the people who I send Christmas cards to you know it. That I see often.
I feel like Marge should still be in it really small in the background or like looking pissed in her cone. Wait, it should be you, John, and Marge in a cone.
All of us in a cone?
No, like in one cone. Just Marge is in her cone.
Yeah. But then what's the other cone? Marge will be in her cone.
That's what I mean, but I think Marge should be in the photo.
No, she will be.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's John. No, yeah, absolutely. Marge is not kicked out of this photo. Are
but
you
will
me?
You take off her cone for her dignity?
No, man. This is where she's been. My cousin actually recently.
I feel like she's going to need energy work after this.
Yeah, my cousin recently messaged me and she was like, is Marge always in a cone? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I found a photo. Like, I was on Time Hop and it was from 2 years ago.
And she's in a cone.
And Annie was like sitting on a chair and Marge was behind her in a cone. And I was like, Marge was in a cone 2 years ago. And Annie was like, that photo could have been taken yesterday because she was wearing the same outfit she wore the day before and Marge was in a cone. Like, nothing has changed.
There's been a time glitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This, us sitting right here reminds me of Donna.
Oh my God.
Because we recorded here when you were living there.
I think that little update, I think that the person who moved into my apartment moved out immediately because I don't think he's living there anymore. And I'm surprised I didn't get an email that was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But whatever.
It was one of life's blessings upon you to like get rid of that without drama.
Well, and also it sounds like when he was moving in, his parents were like paying for his rent. And he was from Traverse City. So I think he was of money. Yeah. So I don't think it would have been a big deal for them to like break a lease or whatever.
Right, right. Can you imagine? I would be so pissed if I moved into a place and then it was what it was.
It was Donna. Because I liked living there before Donna moved in.
Yeah.
It was fine.
How long did you live there?
A little less than a year. Because I moved in like August and then I left in April.
Do you miss Martha's? I never go there anymore.
No, I go to Martha's all the time.
I haven't been since you moved out.
What?
I never go over there. Like, it's not in my realm of driving.
Yeah, I go there still a lot. And Annie lives over there.
I spent so much money when you lived there.
Yeah, because you're just like, cookie here, bottle of wine here. Like
hummus here.
Yeah.
Pre-made dinner here.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden...
I was broke.
You're going bankrupt from Martha's.
What a sad story.
Yeah. So other places you can find us.
Oh, yeah. So there's Patreon, and then there's also Instagram, which is at the On-Call Room Pod.
Mm-hmm. And leave a 5-star review.
Yeah, on iTunes. And if you're a patron, leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, what the fuck,
Why
y'all?
Are we getting any?
I don't know.
Maybe I'll leave one as someone else.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll leave one pretending
to
be Marge.
Mom, are you listening? Will you leave one?
Yeah.
Pretending to be Marge. Take this fucking cone off, Bree.
Well, because if you think about it, you should, when this comes out, you should be able to leave a voicemail about another episode coming up.
Like, okay, if you're listening, leave us your thoughts about the finale and we'll put it into our season finale.
Right.
Like, tell us about what your thoughts on Ava, Karev, Chief dating, everything.
Yeah.
He's not dating, but sort of.
But will they be able to?
Yeah. If they send that to us, like in a voicemail now, record it, we'll put it in the new episode.
But this won't come out until we might
They'll have a week. Oh,
no.
Maybe it'll be a bonus episode.
There we go.
Everyone, give us your thoughts on the finale via voicemail.
And maybe you'll hear yourself.
Yeah.
Hear yourself.
So that's where you can find us. But yeah, leave a review.
So there you go. There you have it. Should we talk about t-shirts?
Yeah, they went out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the t-shirt giveaway. I was like, what's to talk about it? I mailed them. It took me an hour, and I'm not complaining because you take many hours doing other things, but I was at this pack mail place, like, because I had on the note card of every address, but not on the thing.
Right.
So he had to type in, make a label, put it on. No, he wasn't. And then I feel like it's just okay to admit this. We forgot to say no international orders, and there was a couple people who, before we noticed that it was, we fulfilled it. And so some people, it was just a fiasco. I was like, what country is this? Yeah. It was really epic. But everyone wrote their addresses correct, and they all went. So hopefully, I didn't pay for tracking, because that was even more. So if you don't get it, we'll refund you your teacher.
Buddy. Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, it was an adventure. I was there for such a long time. And it was a new guy in training.
Oh my God. Well, that's good training.
Yeah, the guy was like, this is a perfect example, because I had letters to go to different countries, packages, this, and then I needed him to print a label for a return I had. Like, I think he asked me at one point, like, are you fake? Like, is this like a training aspect? I was like, no, it's not. But anyways.
They hired you to come in and help him train.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So we're doing a t-shirt giveaway. And when you are hearing this, you have a couple days left to enter. It ends on December 10th. When will we announce it then? We won't announce it on air. It'll be announced on our Instagram page, the winner. But what you need to do is Instagram a photo of where you listen to the podcast. You can get creative with this, or you can just take a photo of your car, or you can do whatever you want. But tag the On Call Room Pod and make sure that your profile is public, because if it's private, we won't see it.
And it can't be in your story. It has to be on your feed.
An actual post on your feed. And please tag us in it, and also tag one friend who you think would like to listen to the podcast. And we will announce the t-shirt.
And also leave a review.
Oh, yeah. Duh. That's the big part of it, is you also have to leave an iTunes review. If you already have, just like, it's a trust system.
Yeah.
But it's not if you haven't left one, then we will know. Yeah. So do that. And we're going to do, I think maybe soon we'll do a post on our Instagram with the rules as well, just so people know.
So and then we're picking it at random.
Yes. We're not picking a favorite.
Yeah, and then we'll mail it to you for free.
I'm going
to
win the contest.
Marge is going to win the contest.
She does need a shirt. We should have gotten her one.
Yeah.
I had jury duty today.
Oh, God.
Which I got it in the summer, and then I like deferred it to November because I knew I wouldn't have it.
You can do that?
Yeah, mine was because I had a wedding. Like, in case it had gone longer, I had a bunch of shoots. And so I got it deferred, so I went in. You go at 7:30 in the morning to the Kent County Courthouse, which I've never been in before.
So it was just weird.
Yeah. And went there, and they like, the judge comes and explains jury duty to you and how thankful they are for you. And then you get watch a video, and there's like 150 people in a room, and like literally random people, because that's how jury duty is selected.
Yeah.
And then they were waiting to hear from all the judges that were in that week if any of them had cases that needed juries. And so that waiting period took like 2 hours, and I brought my computer, so I was just working. But let me tell you, when you get a group of random people, all ages, all whatever, from your city, there are always those people who like, they just like to talk.
Oh, yeah.
To anyone that's next to them. Like, doesn't matter if that person even wants to listen, like, you're talking. Luckily, I had moved myself to a table, like, in a corner because I was working. But I could hear. It was also those types of people, I will say, talk loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so
they just want to hear their own voice.
Right. And, like, they were, I feel like I'm generalizing, but they were definitely, like, over the age of 45, 50, for sure. And, like, I heard one guy's entire medical history. I heard one woman talk about her dead mom and what happened when she found her dead. And I was like, these are things you shouldn't be talking about jury duty. And then I heard people talking about, this one guy said he was going on a diet. His doctor prescribed him a diet, and all he did was switch from Coke to Coke Zero, and he lost 15 pounds.
Cool.
But this one woman, like, oh my God. I don't even know what she was saying, but it was like the girl next to me, we were like, why are people talking? Like,
do you think we'll become that?
Do you think
this happens when you're over 40 or 50?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think these are special breeds of people.
Yeah.
And then of sure as shit, like, so we didn't, and they ended up not needing any jurors. So I didn't even get interviewed. I really wanted to like get interviewed.
Why didn't they need any jurors?
There were no cases this week that required a jury.
Oh, that kind of sucks. So that was your jury duty.
So I'm done. Yeah. I don't have to, at least for another year. Whatever. So
I've never been called for jury duty.
I mean, this was my first time I ever had. So Jake just got it too recently. So
really?
I feel like, I don't know how they do it, but yeah. So
when am I going to get it?
Someday. It'll catch you by surprise too.
Huh?
But I was kind of looking forward to it. I kept thinking of Toby from The Office with the Scranton Strangler. Yeah. And then Jake was freaking me out last night, being like, maybe you'll get a case where you have to be sequestered and stay in a hotel with, and also the thought of like, if that happens, you only can talk to the people in the jury.
Yeah.
I don't do well in group projects. And I also, like, I couldn't get over the fact that, like, so if you're chosen and then you have to deliberate, you have to come to a unanimous decision.
Yeah, unless you're a hung jury.
What if I have an opinion?
Then you're a hung jury. Then it's mistrial, right?
I don't want to be the cause of that, but, like, I am so opinionated that I would be so afraid. Also, like, there's the, you elect the foreman juror, who's the one that, like, is, helps yeah. delegate. I know that I would feel compelled to be that person, even though I don't want to, like, because
yeah.
I would feel like no one else could do it, which is so, this is just my neuroses. But, like, I was just like, oh my God, I don't want to be the head juror. Like, this morning I was already panicked about, like,
oh my God.
Having to, like, listen to a bunch of people and try to, like, form a unanimous opinion. Even if it was, what if it was, I mean, it's probably like an easy, something easy. Like, yeah, that guy's guilty for sure.
Yeah.
But I just was like, what if it is someone's life on the line and, like, there's, like, a bunch of idiots and you know, like, I just,
But you didn't even think about what if they were like, nope, sorry, you can't be, if you were interviewed and they were like, no,
that this is. That would be a relief as well.
And they were like, this is a crime against a wedding photographer. And they're like, what do you do? And you're like, I'm a wedding photographer.
Well, that, or I was like, maybe my bias is that I know I'm not good with group projects. And, like, I won't be, like, someone that's good to work with.
Yeah.
So either way, didn't get picked. But there's also part
I
of it.
I wonder if I, because John works for the police department.
Oh, if you would, you might have a bias.
Yeah, I wonder if they would be like, I mean, he's not a police officer, but he works for the police department. Right. Don't they ask that sometimes?
Yeah, they ask if you know anyone. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. My and usually boyfriend, I live with him.
And also I feel like usually a lot of, like, cases involve, at some point, maybe like 911.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck, man. And before, when I was, like, living with my parents and I was younger, my dad's a prosecuting attorney, so I knew I'd never get...
You still might not, if your dad's also a prosecuting attorney. That's, like, a bias also.
Yeah.
Maybe...
But my sister is in Traverse City.
And she...
They never asked her.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I just... I was sad. And also, I was getting a lot of work done because they didn't have internet. So I was just at. And then when it was time to go, I was like, damn, I'm actually being very productive.
Right I don't want to go.
Can I stay in here?
John and I watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas last night. So when you posted
jury, that. Jury, blackmail. Yeah, jury. Letter.
Yeah.
I'm glad you heard it in the voice.
Yeah, it was funny.
I also, in the video, it was like, make sure you're dressed appropriately for jury duty. But then it didn't say what dressed appropriately was. And I was like, am I dressed? I'm all covered up. But then I was like, who the fuck cares if I'm covered up? Come out with my titties out.
Yeah.
Jury duty.
Jury duty.
Jury duty. Maybe it just meant, like, you had to be wearing clothes.
Well, I would hope so.
That's how I should
be. It'd be very distracting if the jury didn't have clothes on.
Yeah. And it was crazy weather this morning, too.
Yeah.
Like, wild snow. So, anyways, I don't know. It was...
So it was kind of a letdown.
It kind of was. But also what is brilliant is that this whole week I blocked off because I didn't know if I would need to be gone. And so I have nothing on my calendar this week.
That's kind of fun.
So I'm
do you feel a little sad that you have nothing on your calendar?
No. I'm going to cook. My goal is to get all of my editing done this week so that I'm done.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I can work on the other things I have to do that isn't editing. And then everyone gets their photos by Christmas.
Well, and it's a good time to do it. Just snowed and stuff. So it's not like you want to leave the house anyway.
Nope, not at all. I don't want to leave. Yeah. I even did my shipped groceries today, which is such a...
I'm so jealous.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah.
My shipped shopper, Annie. Is Annie doing shipped today?
Oh, my God. That would be really funny. I don't know.
What if I was like...
You should...
Annie?
She might be. They're going to go...
She has an iPhone, though. Unless it shows up as a different number, so they don't get your personal number. It probably does. I wonder.
That's probably weird.
Not her. But anyways. Yeah, my groceries are being delivered because I am too lazy to drive.
How much is ship? Like $30 a month or something?
No, it's $100 for the year.
Oh.
But then you have to usually tip.
Well, yeah.
Like 20%.
And yeah, you should.
If you buy a big amount of groceries.
Yeah, our friend... she does shift, and it's really disappointing when they work their ass off and then you don't get a tip.
Right. Right.
So
I have to tip. I was like $100 grocery order. So
it's like going out to eat for $100 and then tipping.
Right.
But then at least you have food in the house.
Exactly. Exactly. More LaCroix.
Yeah.
So we just took a break and I'm wondering, we just listened back to where it ended. And why do people listen to this?
We were talking
about groceries.
Because I don't know. Sometimes we have cool things to say. Most of the time, we're just literally talking about our everyday lives.
Do you feel like we've been lacking in, like, interesting stories? I feel like the big story of the year was Dennis Quaid.
That was a cute... Well, yeah. That's crazy.
How did you... or did I come to your house to record when... Or was he not ever...
Or did we cancel?
We canceled the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You must have come to my house then.
Yeah, I must have.
Because I didn't have a car.
No. Well, before we get into this episode, I also want to say, as like a little promo, if you want to hear our thoughts on the mid-season finale of Grey's Anatomy, like current Grey's Anatomy, that's going to be our bonus episode for the month of November. So you can go back and listen to all bonus episodes when you become a Patreon.
Right.
Patron. So I can never get it right. So if that entices you at all and you have thoughts on that episode and want to hear ours, just wanted to say that that's what it's going to be.
Love it.
Yeah.
And you just, you have to be a resident. So $5 or more a month.
Yep. Yep. Perfect. It could be a Christmas gift to yourself from you.
Yeah. I saw a meme the other
day. Which is so what I've done
all
week.
Did you see that Grinch one? That, no. Okay. Let me just give me 2 seconds.
While you're looking for that, do you participate in any of the Black Fridays?
No.
Cyber Mondays, the... No?
I try my best to shop for Christmas presents, and then I see something, and I think, you know who would like that?
Me. Yeah, that's basically all my Christmas shopping ever is.
I already have, like, most of my gifts wrapped. And it's not even December. They're under the tree already.
Wow.
I really crushed it this year.
I'm afraid... Well, I know we'll get a tree. Part of me really wants, and you're going to judge me for this. We've had a real tree my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the smell of it. I love the act of getting it, although we never end up doing whatever. But I hate decorating trees. It's my least favorite thing. Usually because I end up doing it alone.
Yeah.
And it's like a chore. But I really like the look of those like fake trees that are white. Like they're very like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're super like styled, which is annoying because growing up, I hated people who had trees that were like, pretty, because ours is just a slew of random ornaments.
Yeah.
And that's what we do every year. But I want white lights, though, for sure, this year.
Yeah,
it always makes me do color.
No, I do white lights.
It ruins the aesthetic.
Thank you. I bought new ornaments this year, too. Just, like, cheap ones from, like, a fabric store thing. But they were, instead of, like, for years, I've had the bulbs that are, like, glittery, but they're bright red. And this year, they're burgundy.
Ooh.
So it's, like, burgundy and gold and, like, a deep green. So it's a very elegant tree.
See, I want to do a tree like that, too. I mean, from my grandparents and Jake's, we get an ornament every year.
Yeah.
I'm almost 30, and I've been with Jake for 11 years. So I have myself, like, almost six, plus random ones from people. Like, I probably have 65 ornaments, and then Jake does too. So, like, we are at overload. Like, we can't fit them all on our tree.
Well, I have a whole set of, like, angels that my mom gets me since I was born.
Oh, yeah,
it's like a Hallmark collection.
Yeah.
And this year she asked if I wanted them, and I was like, well, yeah, I should probably take my ornaments from my childhood, but I was like, I don't want you to have to go through the ornament box, so I was like, how about at the end of this Christmas season when you take them down, you separate those, and you can give them to me, and then I'll put them up next year or whatever.
Oh, so you don't have your, like, childhood ones
No,
yet.
They're all on my mom's tree.
My mom forced those to me, like, a few years ago, and that's when I was, like, overwhelmed.
I think it was because, like, I wasn't dating anyone, and now that I am, which is fair because I've had a tree since I've moved out, but, like, they always went on. I think a big part of it, too, is my sister, if I'm remembering correctly, wanted them on the family tree.
Oh.
Like, hers were there, and mine were there, and... But yeah, now I'm afraid to get those back because it will change the aesthetic. Like, I just do bulbs. And they're, like, cheap ones.
Yeah.
But they're, like, certain colors. And so I feel like I might have to have, like, a mini angel tree.
I've got, like, Abby's First Christmas on my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And, like, every Disney character, Nutcracker, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
There's themes.
Yeah. And I have a couple of those, too. But.
Do you have a favorite ornament that's on your parents' tree, then, I guess?
Well, some they're all... angels, like,
oh,
it's
okay.
This collection, and so one of them's holding a bunny. I really like that one, or like some are holding a book or whatever. But a couple years I got an additional ornament.
Ooh.
Because I think I was jealous. Like, my sister got cats, my other sister got mice, my brother got Santa playing sports, and I got these angels because my mom really liked them, and they are really pretty. But like I got like Simba and Nala one year, and that was super cool.
Yeah.
And so like growing up, I'd always be excited to put those on the tree. I have like another one, but I feel like all of mine look exactly the same, so I couldn't tell you which one's my favorite. They're like baby angels on clouds.
I like it. My favorite is the bell from Polar Express. Remember the bell? You know the book?
Yeah.
But he gets that special bell, and I have like a ornament that is that bell, and it's really heavy metal, and I like heavy things. Like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I used to collect polished rocks, and the heavier the better, like little but heavy. And then I also have a Harry Potter one that's all silver, and he's getting the snitch.
That's cool.
I put them next to each other because they're like my favorite.
That's nice.
Anyways, I don't have any Grey's Anatomy ones. Do you think they make them?
I don't know. I hope not.
I'm going to buy you one. You have to put it on your bulb, your pretty tree.
I'll put them in the back.
No.
That's easy.
No.
I'll hide it.
I hate that. Well.
Should we get into the episode?
Let's do it. Episode 15?
Yeah, losing my mind.
Losing my mind. I didn't write it down. First note.
Wait, no, the monologue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's like I've time traveled to the past.
Do you have it open?
I do.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. The problem with being a resident is you feel crazy all the time. You haven't slept in years. You spend every day around people in massive crises. Crisis or crises?
I think it's whatever you want.
You lose your ability to judge what's normal in yourself or anyone else. And yet people are constantly asking you to tell them how you're doing. How the hell are you supposed to know? You don't even know how you're doing. Don't wonder why people go crazy. Wonder why they don't. In the face of all we can lose in a day, in an instant, wonder what the hell it is that makes us hold it together. Mm. She is dark and twisty. What's your first note?
It's really dumb. It's just Christina vacuuming.
Mine's Christina means business.
Yeah.
And then later, I just brought it up, the note up. But when Callie says she basically was just pushing dirt around because she doesn't know how to clean, that made me laugh.
Move your shit.
Yeah, she's in a weird place.
Yeah. Who vacuums with shit all over the floor?
No, not me.
No one does that.
You pick up first.
Yeah, and then...
Then you do surfaces.
Yeah, exactly. You pick up first, then you dust, because the dust gets on the floor, and then you do the floor.
And really, you like what I do is I use this sweepy thing first, and then vacuum.
Yeah, See, we know how to clean.
Yeah.
Christina is like vacuuming up sweatshirts.
Our men know how to clean as accurately?
Fuck no. My man doesn't believe in dusting. Doesn't think it's a thing.
Oh.
Like, you have to wipe off surfaces.
Yeah, see, I don't use a duster. I use, like,
the spray and then wipe it down.
Yeah.
And you lift the stuff up and...
Yes.
But I also used to clean houses.
Right.
Like,
if you don't do that, though, it's disgusting.
Yeah, man. Like, do you understand what dust is? Why do you want that on all your shit?
I think it's why I've become... My house decor is very minimalist because it's very hard to dust when you have a lot of things.
Yeah, with little trinkets and stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, no.
So I end up just throwing the trinket away.
Yeah, no, I get that.
This is in my way.
But, man, I don't know. I love him dearly. He's good at cleaning the kitchen.
Mm.
Jake does,
like, a wipe but doesn't go in the grout or, like... And also when he cooks, it's like... I mean, it's
an explosion.
I clean as I go, which is a little more tedious, but then when you're done with the meal, your dishes are also done.
Yeah.
And it's like very satisfying. It's sucky when you're done cooking and then it's like a mountain.
Yeah. And you don't like to leave, like, we'll leave dishes overnight sometimes.
I don't know if I ever have.
Yeah,
there's a couple plates in the sink right now with brownie crumbs, and it is annoying me, but I couldn't put them away because the dishwasher was clean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to empty the dishwasher last night.
Yep. I get it.
And yeah, you're right. Every time I walk by, I'm like...
There's a dish in the sink.
Yeah. So I'm not Christina.
No.
Also, I wrote Ava is really good at fake pregnancy because she puked.
It's a hysterical pregnancy. I don't think she's like...
That's true. So
she's like psychotic.
Like she
she's
thinks
in psychosis
she is. She's, yeah. Okay. You're right. That was kind of made clear this episode.
Yeah.
Dang. Frightening.
Yeah. Also... Like, fucking, cool, Brie.
Fucking.
Sometimes I feel like such a bro, because I start sentences with fucking. Like, that's my stutter instead of So cool. The therapist calling Meredith a quitter.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's, bold move.
Like, that's intense therapy.
Right.
I don't know how I would handle my therapist calling me a quitter.
It was interesting, though, at, like, all of the things she pointed out about her were, like, were true. Accurate to
them. Oh, yeah.
It was like, wow, when you line it all up like that.
Yes. Like, later on in the episode, I wrote, that therapist is spot on. Like, when she says you're careless with your life and
stuff.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
The part when she's like, and according to these two charts, if they're accurate. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Should we do a shotgun workout?
Yes. We have Greta.
Yep.
Walt. Which, oh, just breaks my fucking heart.
Yeah.
Walter Tapley. Rebecca Pope, who is Ava.
Oh, yeah.
And then, was there anyone else, or was that it?
Nope, just those three.
Okay. This was a sad one for me. I know you said you didn't have a lot of notes, but did Andre make you sad?
Oh, yeah, Andre made me really sad. And the whole Greta thing. I mean, I think it's a good episode. I don't know. I just, maybe I've seen this episode a lot, so I didn't feel like I had a lot of notes, you know?
Right. And it's more shocking the first time you see it when Andre arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And is such a good looking cruise lover. I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we talk about Greta, which was.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has nothing to do with Grey's Anatomy. There was a story on Twitter this week. A woman, or like a young girl, posted a photo from a cruise when she was a kid of her and this other girl and was like, hey, I met this girl on a cruise when we were little. We were best friends for the week. Like, never, like, found her. Help me find her, people. And, like, it got, like, a gajillion million retweets. And the girl, like, saw it and then replied with a photo of her family and her on the cruise where they're wearing the same outfit so you can, like, prove it's her. And she's like, hey, how you doing? And, like, it went, like, insanely viral, and, like, these people had to, like, then, like, be careful with their Twitters because they were getting, people made, like, a GoFundMe page so they could meet each other again, and, like, it turned, what? Like, exploded. But it was really funny. Can you imagine if you did something on Twitter and then, like, it took less than, like, 20 hours for the Twitter universe to find this person?
That's kind of crazy. The internet's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. This girl was like, I haven't been on Twitter in years. I get on to find out there's a search party for me. Like, 250 million people.
How did they find her?
People just kept retweeting the photo, and then eventually someone sees it who knows who the person is. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, oh, that's my friend so-and-so. And then you tell them, and then, yeah. So then they're like, how's it going? Like, they, like, had this amazing, like, can you just, I don't know. Oh, my shipped person is wondering what flavor LaCroix I want.
Oh, tangerine.
Cran wrap tangerine. Perfect. I said grapefruit? I love all flavors when she told me the one was out. Okay, so I don't know. Another brain patient dead. How many more are we going to have before they fix this thing?
How many is that now?
Oh, I don't. Bear guy. And then I already forgot last week's.
So do I die.
But didn't they have like four deaths in between too?
There was there's ones that we haven't.
I know the saddest one is coming up.
Mm.
It's going to be a real. We have to. I feel like we should watch that when we're definitely in the mood to watch it so that we don't be like, man, watched it. It was whatever. Like, it's the, you know what I mean? The finale.
Yeah, like feeling like sad and emotional.
Did you notice that the Meredith Derrick music played?
I wrote Meredith Derrick music.
Yeah, when they were talking to Greta about the tumor. I thought that was great foreshadowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what is my next note? Oh, first, first sign things are wacky with Rebecca, where she, I guess what she tells Izzy, like, no, I am pregnant.
Yeah, and then goes into Mark and just takes her shirt
off. Yeah, it's like, things are not well.
I liked how he was like, I mean, even though this is like the Mark who's turned to leave, he was like, you can close that now. Like, I feel like she just like sexually assaulted Mark.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Like, and you like made this face and it doesn't match these boobs. And so she's having like,
a
breakdown, like psychosis, right?
Yeah,
where like she doesn't connect with who she.
Right, which I felt like Izzy was actually being like, I didn't think she was being too crazy or too mean about it. Like she was being like, no, like Alex, like concerned for Alex, concerned for her. Even when she's giving her the ultrasound too.
Yeah, and shows her the picture like this is at six weeks. This
right.
is what the uterus looks like.
Does Ava, Rebecca know the past of history of Izzy and Alex? Like, do you think that she...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I just wondered if she doesn't... if she also like doesn't like Izzy, you know, because
I think she's just literally like, she's mentally ill right now.
It was so sad when she said something, I've always wanted a kid. And she was like, you mean another kid? Like, you have one.
Yeah, she's having a breakdown.
Yeah, so it's like all the times we're so mean to her, but now is the episode where you're like, okay, this is very sad.
Well, and it's sad for Alex. And we find out a little bit more why, I think, next episode. But like at the end, I'm just going to finish
the
storyline. At the end when he's like going through Izzy's stuff and was like, did you call a psych consult? And he was like, no, like I can handle it. I need some girl clothes.
His quote was, I can handle it. I can take care of her, which is so sad.
And then you like look into the room and she's like fucking dead arms. Yeah. Like can't take her clothes off.
Right. And, right. And it shows to Alex character that like he just, I feel like he's going into autopilot. With like what he's done in his past. He's like, I don't need any help. I did this on my own. I can do this on my own again. Which like isn't the right choice in this moment. But it gives you... That's why I feel like when Izzy's watching, she's like taking note of that. And it will all come out later. But like no one else gets to see Alex doing this, I feel like, except Izzy.
No. Like
none of the other people.
And I think I remember something happening with Izzy where like she has to kind of step in at some point and be like Ava's doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so, but right now you can tell like, oh, shit's going down real fast and like it's fucked up.
It's also nice of her to like be like okay with him taking her clothes. I'd be like,
yeah, I'd be like, these are clothes. No.
Yeah.
They were all floral too. Did you notice that?
No. I love that though. Yeah, so that's going to explode.
Yep.
It's really weird. I'll talk about this on the bonus episode about this end of Grays. But Alex, I feel like, I know he's had an arc and he's changed, but he's a lot more boring in current Grays than like he was.
Yeah.
He, like very like vanilla, like no, I don't know. And I just feel like this is like the core Karev. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I totally agree.
Maybe because he also just looks like a dad now.
He looks real old now.
Like, I look at these...
Like, I don't mean to be mean.
No. It's not bad. He just looks... He's aged.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He almost, like, has, like, a dad bod now, too.
Yeah, I kind of... I miss looking at the young Karev.
Yeah.
But whatever. To each their own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'll look at Jackson Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Walter Tapley?
Yeah, I wrote curmudgeon. I feel like he's the dad... Like, I get he's this, like... world-renowned surgeon, whatever, but, like, he looks like the definition of, like, rah, 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 and the way he talks, not looks like, I just, his, like, way he talks.
Yeah, and also, I feel like just because, like, you helped start someone's career doesn't mean that they owe you, like, this surgery.
Right,
like, if you feel like it's not a good choice or whatever, then you as a doctor... like, should have the right to say, like, no, I don't want to perform this surgery. And he's like, you have to, because...
Right, right.
Because I...
It's just, he's a curmudgeon. And then I'm trying to write down what, like, his was wrong, and I just wrote, everything is wrong with him. Like, he was like, because I have this, and then I have a clot in my left, whatever.
Which is, like, I feel like it's kind of crazy, too, because if you're, like, a heart surgeon...
Yeah.
I feel like you would take care of your heart.
But it could just be, like, not even a take-care-y issue. You know what I mean?
He looked pretty overweight.
I know, but...
Like...
But that also, like...
Oh, I understand. Yeah. No, I understand that, like...
But it sucks to be a heart person.
But,
and,
like, genetic and, like, yeah. No, I do understand. And, like, things like that just happen. And I'm just assuming, which is not fair. But I feel like all of those things were epic for a cardiothoracic surgeon to have.
Yeah, 100%. Also, his name's Walter Tapley, which is just... Sounds like a... He reminded me of in Monsters, Inc., the guy, the monster that's in charge of the Monsters, Inc. Corporation, the big squid guy who wears a suit and...
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. I love that movie.
He's, like, the main guy. He's the one who, like, Sully, you gotta, like, he's, like, his boss.
Why don't I remember this character? I just remember, like, the lady with the...
Monsters, Inc. boss. Oh, yeah, Henry James Waternoose.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that look like him?
Oh, yeah, he's not a squid, he's, like, a scorpion.
Yeah, but it totally looks just like that guy.
Yes, very similar. Very, very similar.
That's all. Right.
Dress is the same.
That's all I could think about when I was looking at this guy.
He's in something.
Yeah, I feel like he's been in a lot. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you one of those things.
I also think it's kind of shitty for Richard to, like, tell Han she has to do it. Like, you need to reconsider.
And yeah, and then she went crazy in the operating room.
Yeah.
Like, before it ended up working.
Yeah.
But also, I did, like, I feel like we saw one, well, not there's been a lot of things with Han, but in the beginning, when they find out he's coming and they didn't know that he's the patient, Han, like, threatens to stab someone. Like, I will stab someone so that, and she's so cheery. Like, she cannot wait to meet him. I'm like, you've never been this cheery ever to meet anyone. Like, what is happening? But I just heard she's like, I will stab someone if I have to. I was like, okay.
Also, Tapley calls George O'Leary instead of O'Malley the whole time.
Poor George.
Dude, he's just running around.
He is holding the hospital up, though.
And Bailey and Chief. And that
he's, I
he's
just.
But he's, you know, he's just pushing paperwork. He's not in the OR.
He doesn't know when he last was in one.
Yeah.
But he did do a wonderful something to Walter Tapley for Lexi. I don't know what it was.
Oh, he did a central line.
Yeah. I wrote George reading Chief's email when he's like, and that train is leaving, is like so epic.
Yeah, and George.
Oh, wait, that line, what is it?
Also, George looks so grossed out by Chief's email.
So I am too. The train is leaving the station and she better get on it.
Yeah, he's like,
So he does that. He takes Tuck out of the room when Bailey and her husband are fighting. Yeah. It's just like, that part killed me when he's like, it's going to be okay. It's just really sad.
I know. And then when he offers to take Tuck again so Bailey can go hash it out with her husband again.
And he calls himself Uncle George.
Yeah.
I want an Uncle George.
Mm-hmm. He's a good person. He's not a very good doctor.
He just needs to, like, advocate for himself more. Yes. I think he thinks that, like, by doing this, well, he was saying it's the attaboy, but it's not
right.
This. I do feel like he's going to have a turning point, though, at the end of this episode, because he sort of, like, had this, like, speech to himself.
Yes.
Well, I think it was to Tuck.
Yeah.
but, yeah, so I think hopefully it will change after that.
Yeah.
Poor George.
Christina's in a fucking place when she says that thing to Lexi.
Yeah. And when she says that thing to George, she's like, you'll never be a whatever. Like, she's just sitting there poking, like
paperclips
into a cup. I was like, that's serial killer type shit.
Yeah, she's fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah, because she's like, you were Burke's guy, and I don't know why he took pity on you. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I also find it, like, it was kind of shitty for Meredith to not say anything to Lexi when Christina, like, was like, she hates you. Like, she's never gonna say it. She's too polite. But I feel like Meredith might kind of feel that way, but also, like, understands Lexi's really sensitive. I feel like she should have been like, Christina.
Yeah.
Cool it.
Right.
But no, Christina is just
livid.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the George one really got, I get her being mean to Lexi because, like, she has done that before, but Lexi's comeback was also great. And
in the bathroom?
No. Lexi's come back to Christina. Like, Christina yells at her, and then she's like, I just saw the inside of Walter Tapley's heart.
Oh, yeah.
And you did it. And then she's like, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And, like, walked away. I just couldn't believe. I think it's like she's going through the stages of grief with Burke.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, right now the anger stage.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she ever really processed it.
No, not at all.
And it wasn't until he got the Harper Avery, and she's not being taught from Han, and now she's like, fuck all of this.
I forget how her storyline ends in this season.
Han's?
Like, yeah, no, Christina's. Like, how this does not continue.
I think I have an idea.
Don't tell me. I want to be surprised. We also learned, just really quick with the Bailey and her husband fighting about Tuck punching someone, that Bailey barters with mammograms. She offered to give everyone at the daycare.
Like, are you allowed to do that?
I thought that was funny. I just, a note.
Yeah. And then, Rose and Derek.
Yeah. So Derek didn't call her back after they had sex for the first time.
Yeah.
Which doesn't
feel like a Derek thing to do.
No, he would be like right there.
Yeah.
Also, he thought about Meredith the whole time that they had sex.
That's probably why he didn't call her back.
Right. And then I thought it was unfortunate. I mean, I know it's all going to pan out, but like how he's feeling very sad, I think, from the Greta Andre storyline. Like, I think yes. Greta really affected him because he sat with her and tried to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Like, he believed her and no one else did. And then, I mean, he was right, actually. But I think he, like, then he to deal with that. Like, he's like, okay, I'm going to go home with Rose. And I'm like, that, you don't want to, though. Like, you're...
Yeah. Like, let's just have something fun and whatever. And I feel like, he's like, I've done complicated. But as Rose, I feel like... Derek is trying to make this uncomplicated, but for Rose, it's actually very complicated because Derek is avoiding his feelings for Marion
right.
and just wanting to do this, like, fling sex thing. And, right. like, he didn't talk to her all day.
Right.
And then he was like, let's just get dinner. And then fucking, like, bullies her into, like, don't be dramatic about me not calling you.
Yeah,
like,
he's just manipulative.
Come, yeah, like, just come have fun with me. And she's like, oh, okay. And that sucks.
She, like, I think it's because she's still, like, in that speech she gave where she can't believe she's the one with the hot guy. Like,
yeah.
I think she still is has that mindset, which is sad because she you shouldn't.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I love all the Mark... stuff with Derek too, just him telling saying he's turned a new leaf, and then now Mark saying to Callie that if you want sex you gotta have the brain too, like
yeah.
you have to, Mark's way of solving his problem is by telling people they have to talk to him before they have sex, like have a conversation, which is like putting a band-aid on the real problem.
Yeah,
I feel like he got a lot of boners in this episode.
Also, I did not remember Han kissing Callie in the elevator.
Same.
Did not remember.
I thought their first kiss was in the finale.
So did I.
Yeah.
But then you can see Callie's response, and then shout out to the on-call room. On-call room right now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
We also learn Han is in therapy.
Right. Yeah. Because Meredith busts in. She's like,
you need to make an appointment.
Which is so true. Like, Meredith's just busting in. Like,
yeah. Which it's interesting to know. It gives Han's character a little bit more depth to
yeah.
know that she's like, got a lot of feelings that she's sorting out with.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's talking about. Like, is she talking about the Burke getting the Harper Avery? Is she talking about loving Callie?
No,
but
yeah.
not, like, it's interesting to think that there's a whole another side that's happening that we'll never see.
Yeah, a whole nother universe of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Maybe we should write a fan fiction about that.
Han's feelings towards Callie.
Yeah.
Dude, bold. She's got balls, which I know is a very strange statement, but to make out with Callie in the elevator like that.
Yeah.
Like, they just went from 0 to 100.
Real quick.
And Mark just stares.
Uh-huh. And then he got a bone.
Yeah. Do him and Callie then bone, do you think?
Yeah.
Mm. That wouldn't be my... If I got kissed by a girl, I don't think my initial response would be to then go have sex...
With a man?
With a man.
It would be to have sex with a woman?
Maybe. I don't know. Or myself.
Yeah.
Sort out my feelings. Where was this part that I was looking for? It was with Meredith and her therapist in the bathroom. It was like, we wanted to hit on that poor timing that Lexi comes in and like says everything that the therapist has been saying, like has her down to like a point.
Yeah.
I thought that was great writing.
And then the therapist like being like,
see you at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. She's like, fine. You know, like,
yeah.
I think that was a really great way to get Meredith back into therapy.
Yeah.
It was like, it was funny enough and like kind of realistic enough for you to be like hit in the face twice in one day and be like, yeah,
okay.
I need to be in therapy.
Yeah.
And the therapist is spot on. I also love that, you know, after Andre's there or whatever, Meredith like is obviously visibly upset by this. And so she goes to therapy and this is the first time we learn about Ellis.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Kill herself. Yeah, after Richard.
Which we know it's Richard at this point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We've not yet seen flashbacks, have we?
No.
Okay, like, because there is a flashback of this happening. Okay.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure at some point in the show. Because it's weird when you go and do a rewatch, because when she says that, I was like, did we know this already? Or is this a shocker? And then when she says, you're the first person I've ever told.
Yeah. And then you think I'm broken or whatever, like, fix me, come on. I'm like, yay, Meredith. Like,
she said, because I'm no quitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put in that hard work.
She's got two more episodes to turn it around. 20 some years of this. She's going to turn it around real fast.
Two episodes. Yeah. I also feel like this is one of the first, maybe not one of the first episodes of Grey's, but one episode of Grey's where like it ends like on in like silence.
Yeah. There's you know no, what I mean? Usually there's the monologue.
Yeah. And the monologue's already over by the time she's speaking to her therapist.
Yep. Yep. It's very abrupt ending.
Yeah.
I really liked it actually.
I did too. I thought it was very effective.
It's also sad to learn that, yeah, like Ella, her mom has tried to commit suicide too. And like after Richard, like it's just,
yeah,
makes it even more. And Richard has no idea, which is even.
And so, you know, it sounds like Meredith doesn't want to be like her mom in that way.
Also, if we're talking about foreshadowing, because we always do spoilers, do you think when she tried to kill herself, she was already pregnant with Maggie? Because didn't she try, that's what she was going to tell Richard at the carousel?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. That's even crazier to think about.
Yeah, I think so. Well, because she had to have been, because they ended it.
Right, right.
And so it's not like, yeah. Maybe, I wonder, did she know?
I think that's why they had the carousel scene, is that she was going to tell him, because that's when they were going to be like,
sorry.
It's okay. That's when he was going to have left his wife, but he chose not to.
Yeah, I think.
I bet you she was.
Well, yeah. And then I don't want to spoil her for next episode.
Oh, don't.
Because you don't remember something about.
Is there carousel? Do we get that next episode?
No, but just about like why Allison tried to kill herself and what she was really doing.
Oh, crap. Don't tell me
that. I won't tell you.
Okay. I am forgetful.
Yeah, I think it's going to like.
I might get GGBs.
Yeah, I think you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I remember that. Yeah. And that makes sense.
Perfect. I wrote in giant caps, this is good grays.
It is.
Like, I feel like it's like peak. All of our characters are going through shit. And like, yeah, it's established. These seasons to me are my favorite.
Yeah, and there's definitely like everyone's trying to work shit out. I do feel a little bit like there's a lot of storylines.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on.
But that's why I think the final episode is really good, because there are so many storylines and like every one of them.
It closes them all.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of like, you don't get left. It's not a cliffhanger. I hate these cliffhanger finales.
I know.
I guess it was a mid-season. I guess last wasn't a cliffhanger because Alex got married.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They just feel cliffhanger-y lately.
Sometimes those ones, like, we didn't really like that one, and sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe we'll like it in the future.
Yeah.
Why do I? Maybe I just like the song that it plays in this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be interested to see if you actually really love this
one. I have watched the scene with the candle house 100 times.
Yeah.
It always still.
It's good.
I think it's the song, though.
It is. It's Ida or I.
And I'm weirdly, like, into Sad Karev.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like.
You like to see him cry?
I do. And I like, struggling, just, like.
Ugh, yeah. Raw emotion.
Yeah. I don't like angry Karev. I like sad Karev.
What about happy Karev?
Very boring.
Don't care. Don't care.
Like, I like happy George.
Yeah.
Sad Karev.
Do we like Mare and Dare together?
I don't know anymore. This podcast has totally. Like,
I know, it's like flipped my opinions upside down.
I know.
They were like the ideal
right
ship, you know?
I still really liked Meredith and Finn. I think
that is long gone.
I know, but I think he would have been a great choice.
I don't know, I don't think.
Oh, I loved him so much.
I think
much.
He was too.
I think he should come back.
He was too bright and shiny.
But he wasn't, his wife died.
I forgot about that.
I think he should come back. And that's how Grey's Anatomy ends.
And that she ends up with Finn. What a way.
Do you think
end.
The fans would remember? I think they would.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
In the ghost of Dog. Doc. Someday.
Someday you
also,
will.
I loved the scene when Christina and Meredith are talking to each other. And what does she ask her? She's like.
Oh, I have this. Are you in the dark place? Me too.
Yeah. But like, they both cannot help each other right now.
No, they can't even have a conversation. Like, are you fucking?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's kind of like what we talked about a little bit earlier, where we were both like, yeah, we've been really anxious the past couple days. It's like, yeah, me too. It's like, cool. Right? Like,
I have no advice for you.
Yeah, I can't really help you.
My advice was I mopped my floor. It helped for a little bit.
Yeah, my advice was like, I didn't have any.
gosh. Any
last notes or anything?
Yeah.
What's your last note? Mine is boom. Boom. End of episode.
Mine, it just says, Mare wants to be fixed. Andre is there. Ugh, this is horrible.
Andre shows up.
I like when Chief
doesn't... I wrote shit, Rebecca's having a breakdown.
I like when Chief doesn't know what a semicolon parentheses is.
Yeah.
A winky face.
Oh, that's good.
That was good.
Thank you. I've gotten really good at channeling Chief. My inner...
I just hate the idea of George writing Adele a sexy email.
Oh, I know. It's disgusting.
It's harsh.
I'm sorry. Well, like, it's not his responsibility.
I know.
Like, what if I was like, yeah, Abby, why can't he? What if I was like, Abby, can you please send a sexy text to John for me?
I'd be like, let's do this shit. Yeah,
that's true.
But no, I wouldn't. Like, I'd be so nervous.
But we're like good friends. So what if I like
asked
my boss? Yeah, that's ultimately what this is.
No, your boss would ask you to write a sexy letter.
To his wife or
That'd
something.
That'd be sexual misconduct.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you're fired.
Perfect. Okay, let's see if there's notes in trivia.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da. Okay. The title originated from, ooh, we're getting to newer songs. Losing My Mind by Maroon 5. Weren't you wasted at a concert?
Oh my God, I was so drunk at a concert. We just kept screaming, take off your shirt to Adam Levine. Why?
Could he hear you?
No, we were in like the top row of Van Andel Arena. And it was terrible. Don't ever see Maroon 5.
Bailey's baby, Tuck, is 14 months old. This means 14 months time has passed since the two-part Super Bowl episode, which aired season 2. The episode... It's the end of the world as we know it. Those two episodes. They were episodes 16 and 17 of season 2. The Chief's phone is a BlackBerry Curve 8000 series.
Cool note.
If anyone was wondering.
I was wondering.
I hope in the stills there's a photo of his BlackBerry Curve.
God.
Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
No. My mom wouldn't let me get one because that was before the time. That's when you like had to pay for internet. And my sister was in college. And so she got one. And I was like, my mom was like, no, we're not paying for the internet.
Do you ever remember accidentally hitting the internet button
and
on your
freaking
flip
out?
And it would be like the world. And you're like, no, I don't want to go to the World Wide Web.
Yeah. And you'd be like, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Or buying
ringtones.
Ringtones.
Ring back tones.
Yeah. Ring back tones too. My mom would be like, Brie, you spent.
Someone,
$4.99.
One of our listeners, Katie, I know you still listen to this. She, I'm pretty sure, still has a ringback tone.
I think ringback tone for my mom still.
No, but you'd set it for your own. Oh, you mean like if you call your mom, you hear
No, when my mom calls me, there's a ringback tone for her.
Oh, it's set to person to person?
I had different ones for people. Why did we have ringback
tones? I think
it's
you, Katie. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it wasn't. Ashley, our friend Ashley had one too forever.
Yeah, I don't know how to get rid of it. Because I think actually it's gone now, but like the ones that, it's like classical music now. Please enjoy this music while your party's.
Yeah. It's that.
You don't, when you call me, it doesn't do that, right?
Nope. That one. Isn't it that symphony song? Like it's not actually, it has strings in it, but it's like a.
I don't know.
I don't know. You answer the phone. I text you. I voice memo you.
Yeah. You call once in a while.
Yeah. Anyways.
It just rings, right? There's no like, it's the final countdown.
Is that
was one of my ring back tones. Why? But why? Like, you didn't even get to enjoy it. Why did you spend money?
I mean, if they waited a while to answer it. Also, I felt like.
No, but it was for, you had to buy it for other people. So you never heard it.
No, but I think it was like, it's like your brand. It's like having a MySpace song on your MySpace profile.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, this song is who I am.
The final countdown. That's who I am.
I think right now I'd choose a Queen song because I'm still really into Queen.
I think I would choose a Cher song or Barbara Streisand.
Which one? Pick one.
Free Again.
Perfect.
Great.
Is there a song they do together? Because that would be perfect.
I don't think there is. There's one with Cher and Celine Dion, I think. No, Barbara Streisand.
I want to be a pop diva next year for Halloween.
Well, that'd be fun.
Because it'd be fun to like try to look like epic and diva and pretty,
yeah.
But like have someone specific in mind. When
Do you remember that diva show? Or not show, but like performance on VH1?
No.
It was like Mariah Carey, Cher, Diana Ross, Celine Dion.
Ooh, I'd be Celine. That's who I'd want. And I would talk.
Yeah, Celine. Would you wear a backwards suit? Do you remember when she did that on the red carpet?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll be Renee, R.I.P., her husband.
Yeah.
He died.
Want to be them for Halloween?
Yeah.
You could be a ghost.
I like that. The late Renee.
But I'm too short and fat to be Celine. Is there a very short sort of stubby diva?
Stubby?
I don't think there is. With is like thinning hair.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, no. Be her at her on her New Year's Eve performance.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like to believe it didn't happen.
But it did.
It wasn't her fault. The audio was not... She didn't practice either. But I feel like the music in her ears was not matching what
but
was
also
happening.
She wasn't like moving properly. She looked wasted.
Do you remember her dancers killing it next to her? Yeah. Like hitting it 150%. Like,
now we have to make up for the fact that she...
And even like their facials were happy, like as if like we're on a New Year's show.
She was so bad.
It's tragic. It's tragic to even think about.
Like, does she even care though? I feel like she's like, whatever.
I think she did, but I think she... What, like, I really think it was because the music wasn't matching. Like, she had it in her ears, and it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And then she forgot her own song. Remember when she's like, yeah, everyone, like, help me. Like, the audience.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was what a mortifying. Okay, you.
It was
okay.
So bad.
Okay, you have
there to. There is no excuse.
Okay, Brie, here's a would you rather. You have to. You have to be this person. So you are either Ashley Simpson on SNL when her audio came wrong and she did that dance and then ran off stage, or you are Mariah Carey.
I think I have to choose Ashley Simpson because Mariah Carey just looked fucked up. Like, it wasn't just that she wasn't like dancing right or remembering her music. She looked like she was on drugs, and Ashley Simpson was just like, and like Mariah Carey like just didn't look like Mariah Carey. It was just, you know what I mean?
Okay, you have to be either Mariah Carey's dancers back at, or Mariah Carey.
Oh. Hi. Do you think you'd ever, the dancers, do you think you'd ever get a dance job again? They'd be like, what, on your resume, like Mariah Carey New Year? And they're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I lived through that. Yeah. Which one do you think would be more uncomfortable to sit through?
To watch happen? Mariah Carey.
Okay, so she's the winner.
I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. The Ashley Simpson one, I just hate
it. It was so awkward.
When she felt uncomfortable and then just did that.
And then hoed down her way off the stage. Yeah.
Why? Do you wonder if she still thinks, like, why did my body do that? Like, why did my body betray me? She has a new show on MTV, I think, with her, like, husband.
Yeah. But
she's
like,
very
why
beautiful.
You just, like, break down and you're like, everything's okay.
I feel like she disappeared off planet Earth for a while after that.
And then, so did Mariah Carey.
Is Mariah Carey still married to Nick Cannon?
No, I think they broke up. Probably also, because of that performance.
Also, like... Was it? Is he a lot younger than her? I mean, no shame.
No, he's quite. Yeah, he's quite a bit younger, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, she was so good at one point. Like, Mariah, I've watched live performances on YouTube of her, like, where she's singing, and, like, she was incredible. What happened?
Alcohol. do you remember when she did the Cribs?
Like, she was showed her own crib?
Yeah, and she only agreed to do it. Usually, it was a half-hour show, and usually they do two, so it would be 15-minute segments of, like, celebrities. And she only agreed to do it if she got the full half hour. And then she did, like, a million costume changes, and she was wasted the whole time she did it.
No, I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah.
I used to love that show.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's weird as fuck. You're like, Mariah Carey, what are you doing? And then years later, she fucks up.
It was one good shot.
Because does she do anything anymore?
I mean, she just makes money. Royalties.
Yeah. Think about, like, her Christmas album. She was so pretty and, like...
I bet she still makes... That's what's probably making her so much money. That song is, like...
Yeah.
I
don't want a love for Christmas.
That was good.
Thank you.
I had to tell you, too, during jury duty, to round this whole episode up, when he was talking about the founding fathers who, because of them, we have jury, whatever, and he was like, blah, 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 so-and-so, and Alexander
Hamilton.
I was like, yes! I wanted to, like, stand up and, like,
dun, 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 dun,
or just have it ready on my phone. Dude, maybe if you have jury duty, get it lined up, so when they say his name, you play it, and then you walk out.
And then they're like, we're holding you in contempt of court.
Yeah. I think my dog is destroying my living room out there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, listeners, find us on iTunes. Leave us a five. Well, you're on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. And, do the t-shirt giveaway.
Yeah, do it.
Show us where you listen.
Are we going to rate it?
Oh, I suppose we should. You go first again.
Okay.
Because otherwise you always just go under me. And what if... Wait, let me think of my number first. Let's say it at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, wait, let me think of my rating. Okay. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and then we say it.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
7.5. Whoa.
See, I think if I had said 7.5, you would have said 7.
7, yeah. Wow.
Perfect. Great.
Group.
All right, next week is the finale. Leave us your thoughts in the voicemail.
Yeah.
Party wants to open up the voicemail to everyone. Well, no, that'll be too late when they get this. Never mind.
But.
No, it won't be too late because it'll be a bonus episode.
A bonus.
Can we release it public just this one time? Or no, they should become a Patreon. Just kidding. Yeah. My financial advisor is looking at me and she's very right. Become a Patreon. Because
then they'll forever have the phone number.
Right, you're right. You're right. Oh, that's, yeah. Become a patron. Patron.
A patron.
I have to go. Bye, guys. Time of death is...
1542.
I'm having a Mariah Carey moment. Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.